We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome to This Week on the Crimson Tide Sports Network, presented by U.S. Wellness Meats. Eat like a champion with U.S. Wellness Meats. Grass-fed and pasture-raised at U.S. Wellness Meats, their animals eat right, so you can too. Visit them at uswellnessmeats.com and save 15% by using promo code BAMA. Hello again, everybody. I'm Roger Hoover. It's time to take a look at the best of CTSN programming from this past week. After a bye week on November 7th, the Crimson Tide were hopeful to return to the field last Saturday against LSU. However, the trip to Baton Rouge was postponed due to COVID-19 issues on the LSU team. A makeup date still has not been announced for Alabama and LSU to meet this season. Our week of programming started on Monday night with Crimson Tide Rewind from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia Hills. Corey Reamer told Eli Gold what he hopes to see when Alabama returns to the field.
This weekend and the rest of the weekend is limiting the explosive plays. We've seen a number of those from offenses that we have faced up until this point. I think this week's going to be a little bit different. I wouldn't say that Terry Wilson and these Kentucky Wildcats are going to be a team that's going to be throwing downfield or trying to make big explosive plays. They're going to be running screens, slants, shallow crossers, RPOs. It's not something. I think the longest passing play they have all season is under 40 yards. So if Patrick Surtain gets an opportunity to make a play on a ball, it's going to be very limited versus some of these other offenses that we've played. But Terry Wilson is a guy that's going to make a lot of plays with his feet, assuming that we are going to see him, maybe possibly Joey Gatewood, the former Auburn quarterback that just transferred. And I think we've got to focus on shutting down the run. That's every week. Coach Saban emphasizes that. Eddie Grant is a name a lot of Alabama fans probably remember from Eddie's time when he was a coach at Auburn. And he's done what he did at Auburn with Cadillac Williams, Ronnie Brown, Rudy Johnson, Ben Tate, all these guys, great running backs when he was at Auburn. And he's done it with Benny Snell at Kentucky. Mm-hmm. And now he's got Chris Rodriguez at Kentucky averaging 6.4 yards a carry. So the key to success for this weekend is definitely going to be shutting down this running attack that Kentucky is going to try to show up with.
Tuesday, Kentucky Talk continued on our Facebook page with The Other Booth, presented by U.S. Wellness Meats. The voice of the Wildcats, Tom Leach, told me about players to keep in mind when watching Kentucky against Alabama this Saturday.
Running back Chris Rodriguez had a nice year coming off back-to-back 100-yard rushing games, and he's developed as their number one running back and having a nice year. Tight ends got a little more use last week, caught a couple of touchdown passes. But really, it's the running game with Rodriguez and that offensive line where you probably got three, at least NFL caliber talents. And then Terry Wilson has explosive capability. Last week he scrambled on a 3rd and 26 and scrambled for a first down with a 27-yard run in a 51-yard scramble against Mississippi State. So he's a guy that gives them some of their big plays offensively. And then defensively, No one guy. Jamin Davis is having a really good season. His 5 straight double-figure tackle games, 15, a career high last week against Vandy, and has had a couple of interceptions. He's probably their all-SEC candidate, but there's no one, you know, Josh Allen caliber player of a couple of years ago, but they've got several solid players, and if they're playing well, Josh Pascal can create some havoc. Quentin Bohanna is an NFL caliber talent on the nose. Secondary, they've got some depth. Linebacker corner, they've got some depth. Boogie Watson's moving up the career sack list. He's probably an NFL prospect as well as an outside linebacker. So they probably got more, guys that have just had solid years, but nobody's, been spectacular other than maybe Davis.
Leach will call the game for Kentucky, while on the SEC Network, it's Tom Hart calling the action. He joined me Thursday for The Big Picture, presented by Legacy of Hope, and he discussed his thoughts on Alabama.
You know, it's an embarrassment of riches, and does Waddle have a massive impact on them? No, I mean, it's amazing. You lose one of the most electrifying players in college football, and this offense is still humming along at breakneck speed. And I've talked with coaches in the league, and the question is, you know, is Mac Jones the secret to this success, or is the talent around him what raises his level of play? And they're kind of split on it. You know, I've had one say, hey, listen, look at the talent that's around him, and they're leaning on the run game when things get uncomfortable. The ability of these wide receivers who have elite speed, who, by the way, never drop the ball. You know, there's one guy told me, he goes, I think you could plug a lot of people into that offense and they'd have the same amount of success. And then others say, you know, his pre-snap recognition is so good that he is the one that makes all of this work, and he's the one that makes all of it go. So I think that's probably a flashpoint as we get closer and closer to the Heisman finalists announced Christmas Eve, I think is what they said this week. Mm-hmm. And his opportunity this weekend to answer the Kyle Trask momentum and say, no, listen, I can put up numbers that are just as impressive, and I belong in that conversation and deserve to be in that conversation as well. So to me, it starts there. The running game is incredibly impressive. Najee Harris is averaging almost 6 yards a carry. It's the run game itself usually would be death by a thousand cuts, but this is death by gashes, you know, when they're ripping off 6 yards a carry. And the Kentucky coaches who we talked to, wildly impressed with Brian Robinson Jr. as well. I mean, here's a guy averaging 5.5 yards a carry. So many things stand out about this Alabama team. And that's what you get when you're an elite program and you have elite players, that it's hard to pinpoint just one thing.
History has been kind to Alabama in the series against Kentucky, with the Tide winning the last 6 meetings and owning a 37-2-1 advantage over the Cats. As a freshman in 1989, fullback Martin Houston scored a fourth-quarter touchdown that clinched a win over Kentucky, and he joined me Thursday afternoon for Alabama Legends, presented by the Paul W. Bryant Museum.
Barely wearing the crimson jersey at that point, had been redshirted in 88, and watched that disappointing loss up in Lexington, one of the few times they got us. But next year I had the unique opportunity. And only, I think, my second carry of my career scored a touchdown against Kentucky. The only one that day, ironically, the only touchdown of the day.
Houston also gave his thoughts on the Tide as they return to action this Saturday.
I think this team is special. I think that offensively they're as elite as any offense that's ever played at Alabama, and probably more balanced. I think there's been times, especially under Nick Saban, where we were a dominant run team and we were manageable, not necessarily because of the talent, but just the way the games were called, if that makes sense. A.J. McCarron could have thrown it all over the field if we had went that way, but we were just, you know, we were balanced, but we were, you know, just kind of middle of the road as far as offenses in the country. Now we're balanced. We're top passer and top rushing team in the country, and It's just kind of crazy to think that we're still scoring at the elite pace we're scoring at, but we're also a physical offense. And I didn't know if we could get back to that, Roger, but still don't have a fullback, but I'm at least we are running downhill and not just finishing runs, and we're physical. We're not just a finesse team, this offense. And I think that bodes well for us, because I don't think we'll have what happened to us in the Clemson game with Tua, where we were very elite offensively, but we ran into a team that said, hey, okay, let's take away the pass and see if they can run the ball on us. I think if you do that this year, you'll find yourself on the physical end of a long beatdown from this Alabama team, and I think that's what makes this offensive team elite. And Mac Jones is playing as well as any quarterback that's ever played here. Najee Harris is playing as well as any running backs ever played here. Devontae Smith is playing as well as any wide receiver that's ever played here. And all three of those could very well leave here single season-wise the best ever, and a couple of them potentially career-wise the best ever. So, and I think the defense is coming along, Roger. I think that's what's making this team special. Is I think the defense is ready to get back to, hey, we're never going to get back to that, you know, 12 points per game. I call 17, you know, how they say black orange is the new whatever. I say that 17 is the new shutout. So we hold somebody to 17 or less, I consider it a shutout in this day and age. But I do think the defense is better, and I think we'll see that backed up on tomorrow.
Thursday night, Eli Gold hosted Hey Coach and the Nick Saban Show from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa. In addition to speaking with women's basketball head coach Christy Curry and media guest Ivan Mazel, Eli was joined by Nick Saban. Coach gave his final word of the night, presented by Mercedes-Benz.
I really think for our team, and I guess the fans can always be supportive of our team, the most important thing is that we kind of get our DNA back. The identity of how we compete and how we play. And, you know, that's really simple. You know, you try to play one play at a time. So what's next? Play the next play. Focus on what's in front of you. Don't look at the scoreboard. It's outcome-oriented. It changes. All right, so you just got to keep playing to where, you know, you're trying to compete until you can wear out the other guy, and that's when you actually win, regardless of what's on the scoreboard, and that's usually the best way to win. I thought in the Mississippi State game, you know, things got difficult in the game, and some of our players got a little bit frustrated, all right, because they lost that mindset. All right, they thought the game wasn't going to be that difficult. All right, when it was difficult, they got frustrated. When they got frustrated, they didn't play as well, and they didn't perform. All right, so we really want to reestablish that, you know, sort of Mamba-type attitude that Kobe Bryant always talks about. In terms of how you want to dominate the competition and don't look at the scoreboard, and you got to expect things to be difficult. And this will be a difficult game. You know, Kentucky's a physical, tough, old-fashioned type team. Mm-hmm. Right? And those kind of teams, you know, don't ever make it easy. All right, so it's going to be tough. That's what we need to expect. I think our fans being supportive of the players is always helpful, you know, in that regard. So we're certainly looking forward to playing, and we're certainly looking forward to playing at home. It's been a long time, and I'm anxious to see how our players respond.
This has been Roger Hoover. Thank you for listening to This Week on the Crimson Tide Sports Network, presented by U.S. Wellness Meats. To listen or watch full episodes of the content you just heard, be sure to like the Crimson Tide Sports Network on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. You can also watch our video show archives on YouTube, and it's easy to subscribe to the Alabama Insider Podcast on all podcast platforms, such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, and so many more. Remember, our coverage of Alabama football against Kentucky this Saturday begins at noon Central on the network, with kickoff at 3 p.m. on your local radio affiliate or worldwide on TuneIn Radio. Thanks for listening, and Roll Tide!